Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey there, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me. We've got an outstanding hour lined up for you. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be telling you about a cool new product. I get all kinds of product releases and samples sent to me, and this one really got me excited, so I am very excited to tell you about our first guest who is standing by. He is the CEO of Magic Tank. You'll find out all about Magic Tank within the next half hour here on Auto World. Also coming up a little later on in this hour, Don Jones, CEO of the Old Car Guys website and a media company, is going to be doing a little historical piece telling us about the Slant 6 engine that was a mainstay in many Mopar products for many, many years. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us anywhere across North America, toll-free at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And again, we're live all across North America on great radio stations around the world via GCNlive.com, automotiveradionetwork.com. And we have fun each and every week at this very same time. Auto World has been on the air more than 20 years and expanded in 2011 to include 7 hours per weekend. Now, let me tell you all about this cool new product. Don't let an empty gas tank stop you. A brand new product, it's called Magic Tank, keeps you going. To tell us all about Magic Tank is the CEO, the number one guy of Magic Tank. It's my pleasure to say hello to Steve Bizfritsky. Steve, thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. How are you doing, Steve?
Thank God. Morning. Appreciate you having us on.
Well, let's talk all about this brand new product. First, let's talk about running out of gas. You know, I'll admit, I once had an older Mustang, a 1979 Mustang Pace car. It was a pretty cool car, and had recaro seats and a 5-liter V8. And eventually, the gas gauge broke on me, and I used to try and keep it, you know, pretty close to being full, but I was on a highway in Massachusetts called the Mass Pike, and I ran out of gas, but I was lucky because I was only about a half a mile, a quarter, or three quarters of a mile away from a rest stop, so I didn't have to go that far. But running out of gas is never fun and usually happens at the absolute worst time, Steve.
Correct. I mean, it's not something that you plan for, obviously. Usually people are prepared and they try to make sure they always have gas, but, you know, life happens, and unfortunately sometimes there's storms or blackouts or anything like that, and people just end up without gas. Number three reason people are on the side of the road. So it happens more than you can imagine.
So true, and it can happen, you know, at the worst time, in the middle of the night. Happen someplace where there's little or no cell signal. That's more common than you would think. I know, living where I presently do here in Florida, there you can go around a corner and all of a sudden there's no cell signal. So it is definitely a very bad situation when it happens. But you developed this project. It's an emergency gasoline substitute, and I understand it's absolutely safe to store and transport anywhere. Tell us a little bit about the origins, about how you developed this product.
Well, the product came to light because of the obvious problem of people running out and the dangers of, you know, carrying or transporting gasoline, which is highly flammable. The fumes alone can, you know, ignite just from you know, heat and things like that. So it became, it dawned on us that we had an opportunity with the product to help save people, and, you know, it was specifically designed to transport, and is legal and safe to, you know, by the Department of Transportation standards, by the National Fire Prevention Association. It's rated as combustible versus the very volatile, flammable. So they allow it to be transported through tunnels and over bridges. The product itself is manufactured from gasoline, the byproduct of gasoline. What we've done is taken out the highly flammable components from it, so that makes it obviously the less volatile and safe to transport. And the most important thing with the product is that people have to understand this is not a replacement for gasoline. It's an insurance policy. It's a what if. It's a 10-year shelf life. You stick it in the trunk of your car. Hopefully you never have to use it, but that one time you possibly are late for a meeting or pick up your kids or somebody borrowed your car, or you might be traveling somewhere where you don't know where the next gas station is. Or like you said, in the middle of the night or something, or somebody's using your car, your child, your teenager. This product literally can save lives.
No question. A 10-year shelf life. That is absolutely remarkable. So this isn't gasoline, but it works like gasoline, and I understand it will work in any gasoline-powered combustion engine. Is that correct, Steve?
That's correct. Whether it be a motorcycle, ATV, boat, generator, car, whatever, any gasoline combustible engine. That's correct.
And I understand, in addition to the fact that it has no volatile butanes or other bad stuff, making it safe to store in the vehicle, there's also no lead or gum-forming agents, making it biodegradable. So it's actually a green product as well.
Correct. There's no olefins, so it will not gum up any sensors or, you know, your converters in the car. So that's part of the reason it has a 10-year shelf life. The way it was designed was to store and obviously not to gum up like typical gasoline. People don't know that they store gasoline, and after some time, whether it depends on the gasoline, of course, and where you're located, temperatures, gasoline starts gumming up, and that can actually hurt your engine. So this is a product that far exceeds storing gasoline, and it's not a ticking time bomb like gasoline in a gas can.
So true, absolutely. This is an interesting little factoid here, and it's to do with fire. This product, Magic Tank, has a minimum flash point of 105 degrees Fahrenheit. Gasoline's flash point is minus 50 degrees Fahrenheit. So explain that to our listeners. It sounds like gasoline, even when it's 50 degrees below zero, will still go on fire, but this product, it won't go. It doesn't have a flash point anywhere near approaching what gasoline has.
That's correct. I mean, to put it in very basic terms that hopefully will help people understand the benefit of a product like this is, if you take this and pour it into a glass, Magic Tank into a glass, and if you took a match, you can actually put it out in the product, in Magic Tank emergency fuel. Versus if I had gasoline in a glass and I just lit a match, and, you know, depending on obviously the size of the glass, but in the height, I couldn't tell you specific numbers, but a couple inches above glass, the vapors alone would ignite. With our product, you can literally take a match and put it out because it has such a high flash point comparable to gasoline, and that's why it's got this rating of combustible versus flammable.
Excellent.
It's very safe to keep around. I mean, the bottle is sealed, comes with a childproof cap, so it would be very, very hard for somebody to actually, you know, experience any kind of dangerous situation with our product.
Our telephone number, 855-660-4261, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. If you have a question for Steve, we're going to continue to talk all about this wonderful new product called Magic Tank all throughout this half hour of the broadcast. And, Steve, when we come back from our upcoming break here, I want to ask you a little bit more about things like octane ratings and also about what kind of fuel economy you can expect. This is Auto World. Don't go away. We're coming right back.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats. 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Imagine not having to worry about running out of gas. Imagine being able to store a product in your trunk that works like gasoline but isn't gasoline. Well, your prayers have been answered. It's called Magic Tank, and Steve Bistritsky, the CEO of Magic Tank, is with us telling us all about this product. And, Steve, a number of folks have emailed me up wanting to know about a website for Magic Tank, as well as where this can be purchased. Are there any retail outlets in which this can be picked up?
Currently, you can buy it online at our website, which is www.mymagictank.com. That's mymagictank.com. Kroger's is selling it currently, and we're in the process of getting into all the national chains across the U.S.
That's huge. Well, Greg, I wish you the best of luck with that, because this sounds like a must-have product for everybody. Let's talk about octane ratings, because a lot of the newer cars, very sophisticated, they require a minimum octane, and even older cars, too. What's the octane rating of the Magic Tank product?
Magic Tank is rated at 91 plus octane. And typically, I would say most people put in 87.
Yep.
Our product actually at 91, they'll get better fuel mileage on our product than the typical gas they put in. So it's very clean and will work in literally any car out there.
That's wonderful. And let's talk about fuel economy. If I run out of gas and I go into the trunk of the vehicle and pour in the Magic Tank, what type of miles per gallon can I expect from the Magic Tank product? Is it something that's just going to take me a short distance? Give us an idea, Steve.
Well, we sell it in a half gallon. And typically a half gallon will get you the equivalent, the product gives you the equivalent miles per gallon as gasoline at 91 octane. So depending on the car, the terrain, the weather, and so forth, usually will take you anywhere between 10 and 20 miles to hopefully get you to the next gas station. Now, some people that have bought the product that I've spoken to live, many miles away from gas stations. So what they do is they actually store a couple of them. There's no limit as to how much you can put in. The engine will just keep running on Magic Tank. Obviously, it's not a fuel, you're not doing away with your gasoline and putting in Magic Tank. But like I said earlier, this product is made for the insurance aspect, the what if. God forbid it happens, you have something that'll get you to the next gas station.
Mm-hmm. Half-gallon bottles right now, and I understand you're working on some larger sizes that will be available soon, so that's good news for everybody. How about a price point? What's the average retail price of a half-gallon of Magic Tank?
Half-gallon is $24.95 per bottle, which includes also on it a cardboard funnel. So when you need to use the product, you pop off the cap, you take off the funnel, you pop open the funnel, stick it into your gas tank, and just pour it in. In a matter of minutes, you're back on the road.
It's such a great insurance policy and such a wonderful product. Magic Tank, lead-free, has an octane rating of at least 91 plus. 10-year shelf life, that's the thing that really surprises me, because as you pointed out a little bit earlier in our conversation here, it is absolutely true that gasoline can go sour in your vehicle if you have a car that you park for a long period of time. The gas eventually starts to change its molecular structure and can actually cause problems. But this product is so stable that it hangs around for 10 years. I don't know how you pulled that one off. That's great.
Yeah, well, it's designed specifically for this. So we work very hard in removing all the bad part of gasoline, bad parts, to make this as safe and as, storable as possible. I mean, it literally, for the cost of a cup of coffee a year, you have an insurance policy for 10 years. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, Bob.
Very well said, Steve. We want to remind folks that this is not for diesels. That's a different ballgame, but it can be used in any gasoline-powered engine. So we're not just talking cars, but we're also talking about boats, jet skis, motorcycles, snowmobiles, other recreational vehicle engines. For those of our listeners in cold weather states, if you're, in the middle of a snowstorm and you have a gasoline-powered snowblower and you need to get out, can you use Magic Tank in a gasoline-powered snowblower?
100%. Even, like I said earlier, in the generator, you know, unfortunately we had a very hard winter across the U.S. And as everybody saw on the news, I mean, people were stuck for days in snowstorms. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's cold or if it's hot. You have no heat or no air conditioning if your engine's not running. And it takes gasoline to keep your engine running. So that's where Magic Tank steps in and gives you that buffer and that security for you and your family, for your loved ones. Never run out of gas again.
Never run out of gas. People are calling me in my studio about it already here, and we're getting additional calls and emails at bob@autoworldradio.com, bob at boblongradio, and of course, telephone-wise, 855-660-4261. I've tried to relay as many questions as possible here to Steve, and again, Steve, people want to know where they can order this. You've got it available on your website, which is mymagictank.com. It's also available in what retailers?
Right now it's on in the stores at Kroger's and Peetons all over the Midwest and the West Coast, and in a matter of months it should be on every fine retailer shop across the U.S., whether it be an auto shop or a regular supermarket. We're working with, you know, all the big box retailers and all the main retailers across the U.S.
Well, I can't wait for you to get in all those big stores. I know it's not an easy thing to do. I was talking to a gentleman in a store just yesterday who had was a supermarket, and he had a cookie product, and he was saying how difficult it is to get a product into a very well-known store. So I know it's not easy to do that, but with all the attributes that you've got here, with a 10-year shelf life, with this insurance policy of being able to go out with a peace of mind knowing that, God forbid, you run out of gas, you've got the Magic Tank ready to go to keep you going. And this Magic Tank has a 10-year shelf life, so it's not something that you're going to have to replace, you know, every year or every couple of years. You can just buy it and you can just forget about it. Steve, once again, give out your website and remind folks about those stores.
It's www.mymagictank.com. It's in Kroger's right now, and like I said, in the next couple months, it'll be on the shelves of every major retailer. If anybody has any questions, they can email us at info@mymagictank.com, or they can call us at 877-64-MAGIC.
Perfect, Steve. We hope to visit with you again real soon. Congratulations on such a great product.
Thank you so much, and everybody stay safe and happy forces.
Thank you very much. Straight ahead, Don Jones. We're going to go back and talk about the Slant 6 engine. Don't go away.
Seems I always end up driving by.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We so appreciate it. My name is Bob Long. This indeed is Auto World. We're going to shine a spotlight on a great engine, the Mopar Slant 6. We're going to, as Johnny Carson used to say many years ago, he retired in 1992, we're going to hark back the years with our very special guest and one of our regular contributors here on the show. He is the CEO of theoldcarguys.com and the Old Car Guys Media. It's my pleasure to welcome Don Jones. Don, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bob. I hope you're doing well as well.
Well, thank you, my friend. Well, let's talk about this very important engine. It was introduced in two piston displacement sizes back in the year 1960. Tell us about those two different variants of the Slant 6 back in 60.
Right, yeah. You know, the those years... starting in the late '50s, early '60s, the whole concept of automotive design was changing. So you're looking, instead of those rounded little pig-shaped cars, to go something sleek and lower to the ground. So in order to get the hood line, Mopar came out with two variations of a slant six. Instead of being at a 90-degree angle to the crank, it was at they were inclined 30 degrees to the left to give it a lower signature and a lower taking up less room in under the hood. So they were able to get those lower designs. They came out in a 170 cubic inch and a 225 cubic inch, and they used them in the full size Plymouths and the Dodge Dart. And over the years, they kind of crept into the trucks and the entire line. it's kind of known as the Tower of Power. There was an amazing strength to the engine, and it just every once in a while you see in automotive history where the designers hit on something, and it just lasts and lasts and lasts, and it's just one of those super engines. And they manufactured them from about 1960 on into about 83 for cars, and about 87 for their lighter trucks.
Very good. Yeah, growing up, I had a neighbor that used to buy a lot of Plymouths, and they had Valiants, and I remember the Slant 6 being in their vehicle, a number of different Valiants that they owned, and as you said, very, very durable, extremely durable, and extremely reliable. Let's talk a little bit about the carburation system on the Slant 6. How were they equipped? Slant 6?
Originally, they came out with a one-barrel carburetor, and they stayed that way until about 1977, where they introduced a little bit more horsepower package, and they took it up to a two-barrel. And even though the two-barrel didn't add much in horsepower, it did increase the drivability of the car. It just gave it a little bit more pep and response. And later on, you started seeing the speed shops, the different manufacturers come out with the four barrels. And I've got wind of a company that is actually making a valve body to change the carburetor over to fuel injection. But I haven't ran it down yet, but somebody called me and was telling me about this this new company. So I'm thinking about changing the carburation on the Slant 6 I have in my 64 Barracuda over to that fuel injection, if in fact it's practical and will give me a better gas mileage.
Yeah, that sounds very cool. Absolutely. Let's talk about some of the significant production changes that occurred with the Slant 6 Mopar engine throughout the years. I understand in 1967 they made some changes to the combustion chamber.
Right. They redesigned the combustion chamber to give it more power and a more complete combustion, better use of the gasoline. And it reduced the exhaust emissions, quite a bit. Those late 60s, we were looking in the oncom of the small control and those different devices that robbed us of the horsepower. So all the auto manufacturers were trying to get ahead of that power curve, and that was one of the first steps that they took.
I understand crankshafts also changed up in 1976. This was around the time, like you say, the catalytic converter came in 1975, and this was not the great years of automotive history, but the engines originally used forged steel crankshafts, but in 76 they went to a different design, a cast iron design.
Right, it was a little bit heavier, but a little less costly to manufacture the engines. There was a change in the block. So for someone that's rebuilding or trying to piece together these engines, these are things to look out for as far as one crank to the other, that there's a difference in the rod bearings and the connecting rods. All these things in consideration on a rebuild or on a retrofit. I think the flanges were somewhat different. So it's kind of important to kind of keep all your parts in the same year group. The great thing about these engines, though, is if you take a look at the changes that were made on the engines, you can actually go out and pretty well cherry pick the engine you would want to put into a car. And with this price of gasoline getting outrageous, the six-cylinder engine can be a good option. These engines in their heyday, and that was on a three-speed transmission or on the automatic. Mm-hmm. So if you take a look at a modern overdrive transmission, it'd be no problem at all getting in the 30-35 mile an hour bracket with these lighter cars like the Valiant and the Barracuda.
Very good. Let's talk about valve lifters. I understand that solid valve lifters were used through 1980.
Yeah, that's correct. There were 50 miles that came out with the hydraulics, but in 78, they started production of hydraulic valve lifters in the engines in 78, and by 81, most of the North American engines were getting what they call top-fed hydraulic lifters, and they kind of added to the performance of the car, a little less maintenance on adjustment of lifters and whatnot. But the evolution of the engine just kept going.
That's great. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. We're taking a look back at one of the great engines in automotive history, the Mopar Slant 6 with Don Jones from theoldcarguys.com. And Don's put together some great historical notes here on the Slant 6. And if you have any questions or comments, give us a call or email us up. Let's talk about somebody out there who right now is perhaps doing a vehicle. Which are the engines here in the Slant 6 range that you would want to consider, both in regular configuration as well as somebody who wants a more high performance variant?
I think I would go all the engines that came out after 77. The 77 to 73 is with a two barrel carburation. Something else that's really neat about that manifold on that engine, the intake manifold, is when they slanted that engine 30 degrees, they increased a lot more area for the manifold. Instead of having the inline six type of log manifold, where you had center carburetors that were getting a rich amount of gas and the cylinders that were getting starved, this allowed for almost the same amount of distance between all six cylinders. So there's a very, very good balance of the fuel getting into the engine.
Right. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Auto World Radio was brought to you in part by the good folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, the number one spot on the internet for automotive and motorcycle gifts. And now you can save a full 15% off your entire order simply by using promo code BKG-Bob. That's BKG-Bob. Visit www.bustedknucklegarage.com.
Wash Drops is the unique wash and shine solution. Our scientific wash and shine formula produces amazing results using only one bucket of water and 1 ounce of Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse. It really works. You don't need those full service or drive-through car washes. Use Wash Drops anywhere. Wash Drops, an evolution in car wash solutions. Keep it clean and stay in the green. Buy now at washdrops.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. We're having all kinds of fun with Don Jones, the CEO of theoldcarguys.com, and, of course, the Old Guys Media as well. We're talking about the Slant 6, the legendary Mopar Slant 6 power plant, and right now Don is telling us about the engines that he would suggest if you're in the process of restoring or building a vehicle. So, Don, you would really encourage folks to look for the 225. Tell us more.
That's right. The 225 is the engine you want to start with. It has a 3.4 inch bore, and that bore can actually be enlarged. I'm not sure of the total amount that you could bore out, but it will accept at least a 60,000 increase in size of the bore. It has a 4.125 stroke. So this under square geometry of the engine actually gives it exceptional low RPM torque. So it'll give you the power off the line. And not only for smaller cars, but even the smaller half-ton pickup trucks. If you want to use the engine as a work engine and a pickup, it'd be fine for that. You're going to be getting, from the get-go, with a two-barrel carburetor, 145 horse and 180 pounds of torque. So it's a great engine to start with. If you think about it, the 283 in those years only gave you about 180 horsepower. And if you step this thing up with some higher compression heads, which are available, and they were part of a Hyperpack racing package that the Chrysler came out in the early 60s. They're still out there. It's not that hard to get 180 horsepower out of these little engines.
That's great. And let's talk about the high-performance variants. I understand back in 1960 through 62, they actually made a high-performance Hyperpack. Tell us about that.
Right. Yeah, you know, the Hyperpack, it was available in 60 to 62. It was a dealership add-on, and this is what could give you 180 or even more horsepower. They were available through most of the dealerships. They had to be to comply with the regulations of the racing organizations at that time. And they had actually a factory race teams, racing Valiants. But the problem was that they were so good and the cars were so fast that after 1 year of competition and them taking all the prizes, that they took away their class and it went off into the racing history. So they do have a small quarter four barrel carburetor set up that came with that kit. It had a special air cleaner. They did a two-piece cast iron exhaust system and a larger diameter Y pipes to collect it from the engine and send it through dual exhaust mufflers.
That sounds really cool. And if you're looking for something rare, and I wasn't aware of this, that actually there were some aluminum 225s built between late 1961 and early model year 1963. Tell us more about this.
Right. They made about 52,000 of them. They call it the RG block. They use them for passenger cars. They were what they call an open deck block, and they used a cast nickel iron cylinder liners, and they had a bolt-in inner upper and lower main bearing caps. So they were quite impressive. I would probably declare them as fairly rare. I've not known anybody that has one, And I look at tens of thousands of cars a year, so if they're out there, sooner or later I'll trip over one. For example, and actually down in Australia, they had a Hemi head set up for one of these.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
So it definitely goes down in automotive history as one of the great and influential power plants of all time, the Mopar Slant 6 power plant, introduced in two displacement sizes in 1960. If you're a proud owner of a Slant 6, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. And Don, you've already mentioned that you presently own a Slant 6. Sounds like you've had quite an experience with Slant 6 engines over the years.
Pretty fair. And back when I was building this the 64 Barracuda, we picked around the idea of putting the 318 engine in it with a 4-barrel, something around 225 horsepower. But what you have to be careful in those older Barracudas, that they were really a compact car. They were a Valiant with a Barracuda option package on it. So I think the 64s actually had 13-inch wheels on them. In fact, I know that because that's what I've got in mind. And if you start putting a higher torque engine in it and a lot more horsepower behind it, you're going to pull the rear end out of it. Hmm. So these are nice, quick little engines, good gas economy. You can buy the dress-up kits, and they look real cool.
That's certainly ahead of the time. I mean, nowadays, this is something that automotive designers very much appreciate, and that's a lower overall engine package. Today, with a lot of double overhead cam, 32-valve V8 engines and 24-valve V6 engines, these engines can be quite high and requires a high hood line. I know one of the advantages that General Motors has with the present-day Corvette still being a traditional overhead valve design is that it is lower, and so the designers are able to give that vehicle a much lower hood. But this is 2014 that I'm talking, but these engines came out back in 1960, so they were looking at that lower hood profile way back to when.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm not sure what the genius was behind the idea of the engine, but obviously beyond the design and the hood line. But you talk about hitting the home run, it certainly did it with this engine.
Absolutely.
There's whole classes of folks out there that do nothing but rebuild these and race these things. There's a couple of manufacturers out there, Clifford Manifolds and Stovall, and a couple other ones. They're nothing but six-cylinder speed equipment, and this is one of their primary objects of production for.
Very good. The Mopar Slant 6. If you have more information and would like, if you'd like more information or have any additional questions, realizing we have a lot of stations taking us on tape delay, don't be a stranger. You can email me anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, bob@autowarradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com, and I'll relay those questions on to Don. Don, tell us what's new and exciting at the oldcarguys.com website this week.
Well, we just put on a 1942 Ford fire truck that we found up in Ashland, Nebraska. So that's the kind of the newest car that we've put up there. We had a situation working with a friend in Nebraska City, Nebraska, who told me about a Model A that was supposed to be bought in crates. Apparently, I guess they ship cars in crates for assembling later, and this car in the crate was taken to a basement of a hardware store and a freight elevator, put in storage. The freight elevator broke, and the car remained down there for decades. And when I say decades, it might be coming up on a century. So the person that told me the story said he got it from a man who was in his mid-80s and knew all about it because his family had owned this hardware store. And I was trying to get my friend to track down his friend so we could go and see if we could find this thing. But it's so far, it's falling through, so I'm hoping on my next trip to Nebraska, sometime mid-July, that we're going to set this up. So if we find it, it'll be a good story to tell the folks about. So I'll try to keep in up to date on what I'm doing on that, Bob.
Absolutely. Can't wait to hear about that. Any travels expected this week or in the coming weeks? Have you got any plans that you can share with our listeners around North America?
Right. As I mentioned on earlier shows, my grandson works on a dairy farm up in northern Missouri, and the owner of the farm is putting on a big my weekend. So that's our next.
Great. Well, we can't wait to hear about it. Don, thank you so much, everybody. Check out theoldcarguys.com. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. Thanks so much for joining me.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.